Welcome to the Adam Fawcett Show, live from La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Now, welcome the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, BB Comer Sports Network's Greg Wyckoff.
Well, it is not Greg Wyckoff. He is either hadn't made it yet or is on his way, or maybe he's not coming, but we got the two guys here that matter with Greg. How about Tony White and Coach Adam Fawcett sitting in with Dave McCurley here? And we're getting ready for all these coaches' shows tonight. I got to ask you guys, this La Costa thing to me was a good idea. There's nothing like football and chips and cheese dip and sausage, is there, Tony?
Oh, I enjoy it. I really do, and I'm glad they put it down here. But you're talking about the man of the hour, and this is the Adam Fawcett Show.
It is.
We should talk more about the chips.
Coach, we've talked all week, and I do Chillersburg, and we both had private schools last week, and it's not easy going down there and facing on the, especially on the road. But talk just a little bit about, before we go into what you're going to do this week and next week as far as being off this week, but there had to be some bright spots for you against Glenwood. Talk about some kids. I know you talked about a couple of the young kids that really stood out.
Yeah, we I guess the disheartening thing of it is that we come out, opening kickoff, we come out, and we screw up early, kind of mess up early, get behind the sticks, and then we fight and get out of it, and we're driving down the field. I mean, we're moving the ball and making some plays and gaining some energy and gaining a little momentum, and we get to about the 30-yard line going in, and we're able to hit a few short passes here and there and all that good stuff, and running the ball decent. Well, ball snapped and guy comes off the backside, and quarterback never saw it. You know, Max never saw him coming. He told me that this week. He's like, I saw him, but it was too late. So, but it gets hit from behind, and when he does, ball comes loose, and we fumble and turn the ball over. And you know, after that point in time, man, it was just like we lost any steam that we had.
Well, I want to ask you something with that play before Tony, because I know Tony's got a lot of questions for you, but. That play, you know, Max is in – I know he had some playing time at quarterback last year, but being a junior, that play you're talking about, is that more of a feel thing than seeing him because he's of his inexperience at playing that position? I mean, sometimes you feel that guy coming.
Yeah, I think it was more of a – he was locked in on the one side of the field, and just the way it was called, it was called – kind of to that side of the field, so to speak. So he really locked in on that and never saw it coming, and didn't get a hey or a, you know, look out or anything like that. So and it goes back, you know, it goes back to the assignment aspect of things and understand the assignment, where, you know, if our back steps up and blocks and comes out like he's supposed to, then he picks that guy up. And they blitz to both sides. Well, obviously we want to protect his backside because he can see what's coming at him. He can't see what's coming right behind him. So, and it's just a matter of reps and a matter of retaining and knowing and being able to do that. So, but yeah, that kind of took the wind out of the sails, and then kind of went downhill from there. But we had some young guys that played really well and getting better.
Did y'all work on tackling this week?
Every day.
Okay.
We worked on that last week and the week before.
Yeah, well, that was probably the biggest thing that I saw Friday night was people being in position to make a tackle and not wrap up.
Yes.
I mean, I know that's got to be just...
Yeah, it's very frustrating to the aspect of we work tackling pretty much every day of practice we work tackling. We either do tackling by position or we do a tackling circuit and we rotate into three different groups and they get all sorts of open field tackling and angle tackling and all of that. So the art of tackling, man, it's almost like a lost art. And it's, you know, I've talked to other coaches and they're like, we can't tackle either. I'm like, what are we doing? You know, like, why is it such a foreign concept to young people as far as tackling? So, but yeah, man, we work it a lot. We talk about eyes up and seeing the ball and keeping your feet moving and all the keys that we're supposed to key on. And you know, like this week we've done tackling and, you know, it looks a lot better and, able to kind of slow it down a little bit and teach it step by step. And, we've done a better job of tackling this week.
That's good.
It's got to carry over to Friday.
Well, it does. I mean, it's just like, you know, I believe when was it Monday? I came there and y'all were watching film and everything. And, you know, I don't know which one of the coaches it was that was talking to him about, you know, how y'all go through it during the week at practice. And he asked everybody, you know, you'd have a play fixing to run. What are we in? Mm-hmm. And everybody could tell you, mm-hmm. or everybody would answer, you know, whatever. He'd say, well, what didn't y'all get in that?
Yeah.
You know, so what my question is, you know, I know you teach it, mm-hmm. you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So what are they thinking about on Friday?
That's a really good question. Is why do the when the lights come on? Why do we tend to lose our mind? And one thing that we've talked about as a staff and have done this week, and we're going to see how it plays out for us, is we have sped up the tempo of practice, especially more so our team stuff. Like we've sped up the tempo so much that they have to line up. They have to line up. You know, and I'm able to do that when I have all my coaches and all my guys in place. Man, we're able to do that and still watch everything and see everything. So Tuesday and Wednesday have been really, really good days, and especially with the energy, we've had to enhance our energy. I'm old, by the way. I've been falling asleep early in the chair this week, but we've had to increase our energy like tenfold, so that they'll increase their energy. You know, I told them today, like, if you could buy some hype on Amazon, I need you to buy it, because it was like I need to swallow, and y'all need some too. So, but yeah, like we got to be able to have that energy. We got to bring that energy every day, and. You know, I deal with a lot of, and I don't know, you know, mine's in the same boat and I don't know why, but I deal with a lot of like hurt feelings when you're correcting, you know,
they wear their feelings on their shoulders.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
And we just can't do that. Like be able to be coachable, be able to be corrected and move on. Like, it's not personal. Like,
you know,
let's go.
I bet if you remember when you was playing.
Oh, man.
When I was playing. They didn't care if it hurt your feelings or not. Because there was somebody over there that's going to take your place.
Exactly.
So, you know, these kids nowadays, and it starts at home. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's exactly where it starts at. But one other thing, too, and I promise you, I'm behind B.B. Comer. I'm alumni there. You know, I'm behind them 100%, behind the coaching staff and you 100%. But I noticed several times the other night, Glenwood would be up and ready to snap the ball, but we're still walking around.
Mm-hmm.
Did they see that themselves?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
that's why we've increased the tempo.
Yeah.
We've got to get lined up. Like, the faster you can make a call and get lined up and know your assignment, the better off we are. And the older guys, the Christian Jemisons of the world and the Cam Gasses of the world, have to help the Isaiah Gables and the Kamari Harrises of the world get lined up, because you got a junior and a senior and you have two freshmen.
Right.
And so you got to get lined up quick, and then you got to check on them, because
–
like, they still don't know all the time. You know, sometimes formations look a little foreign to them. They're like, whoa, all right, am I inside, outside? Where, you know, where's my leverage? Whatever, you know, whatever the case may be. Do I apex? Is this a recall? Is this whatever? So you got to be able to help make all that happen as well.
Yeah.
So Yeah, that we have enhanced the tempo with that, and forcing them. We have overthinkers and underthinkers. We have kids that overthink. We have kids that underthink. So,
how many do you have in the middle, Coach? That's what I want to know.
None on a given day. That's the problem. So, like, it's really like we had a kid this week. All right, his stance, god awful. Hey, we're gonna fix your stance. So pre-practice, we fixed your stance. Hey, you're gonna stay in a right-handed stance all day. Based on the position you're playing, you're gonna be in a right-handed stance. Your right hand will be down. So everything goes good. Everything's good. We have a little period, like a little tempo period. The offense on air. We're just working tempo and sets and formations and personnel and all that good stuff. And then we immediately go into another like team session. And the first thing the kid does is get in the left hand stance. Oh, and then man. Gets mad at us because we pointed out to him. Like, I didn't know. You didn't know you were in a left handed stance? Like, you know, like stuff like that is so frustrating.
You know? Because those, to you, those are the things that you should have learned in summer camp and in the spring. But
well, left and right.
Like, right.
Like, left, right. We got to know our left and right. We're in high school. And, well, you know, and talking about the old school or whatever, you know, back in the day. I'm old enough to say back in the day now. It's awesome. You know, like I remember.
He ain't old as me and you, man.
No.
I remember coming home from games on Friday night, and there was one particular game that I messed up, and my head coach was, at the time, was like 5'8", and I was 6'3", 6'4", and in high school as a junior. And I remember that joker, I came off the field, and all of a sudden I was 5'8".
He was like 10 foot tall and bulletproof.
Yeah, and I remember eye to eye and him telling me everything that I did wrong and you know, all the other things. And, like, I fixed it, you know, whatever, went on about my way. And I remember coming home and, you know, like, talking to my dad about the game. I'm like, did you see Coach get on to me? He's like, yeah, you better be glad I couldn't get down there. I'm like, golly.
Hey, that's the way it was back then, though, Coach.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way it was back then. I was playing Babe Ruth baseball. And my dad, he worked, so he hardly ever got to come to games. And I'm just talking about parenting back then.
Yeah.
Well, we were two runs behind, but the pitcher that I had, I was a catcher, and if he was on, I mean it was made my job easy.
Mm-hmm.
But if he wasn't on, he would beat you to death behind that plate. I ain't kidding you. Well, he wasn't on this night. And they
obviously you were down two runs.
They had a guy that was on third base, and he was my height, but about twice as big as I am. Let's say obese. And they hit one down the first baseline, and here he come. Blake threw me the ball, and just as soon as I got the ball, I turned around and he hit me.
Oh.
I kept it. It was out three, but I was done.
Yeah.
I mean, I threw my glove, you know, so I go over there to the dugout, and I'm sitting down, and I feel a hand touch me on my shoulder. And I looked around, and it was my daddy. He said, boy, what'd you just do? I said, daddy, I just wanted. He said, nah, don't make excuses.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm going to ask you, do you want to play in this game anymore? I said, yes, sir. He said, then prove it to me. He said, don't let me ever see you do that again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That don't happen nowadays.
You're right.
You know.
You have to be careful.
He'd have jerked me out of that right there in front of God and everybody.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're going to talk more with Coach Adam Fawcett. Glenwood game is over with. Off week this week. I want to ask him when we come back from break how he's handled this off week, giving him a little time off maybe Friday night. I don't know. He'll go to the game or maybe get out of the doghouse. But, hey, we're going to talk about a little bit next week because there's something I want to ask him and see if he knows. I'm sure he does. But we'll talk about that after we take a break. It is the Coach Adam Fawcett Show right here on the Coach's Cantina at La Costa. Come on down here and help us out.
Are pests bothering you at home or work? Alabama Termite and Pest Control can help. Whether it's rodents, termites, bugs, or hornets, they'll handle it quickly and safely. Call 256-378-6903 for a free termite treatment estimate or stop by their office in Childersburg. Proudly serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties. Don't let pests take over your space. Call Alabama Termite and Pest Control today and get your home back.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late-night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, Alta Point Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. Alta Point offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text ALTAJOBS to 97211 and find your fit today.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Adam Fawcett Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union BB Comer Sports Network. Driven by Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Well, I'm going to get a little shameless plug in here. You heard from Another Level Cards there. New business in Chillsburg. Got a lot of sports memorabilia, Tony. Got a lot of Alabama, big Atlanta Braves fans. But on October the 11th, I'm going to give you a shout-out because that's the Town of Oak Grove's Fall Festival. But late that afternoon, at Another Level Cards, Maddie and the guys, they're going to have former Brave great Andrew Jones is going to be there to sign autographs that afternoon and take pictures and stuff. So that's over in downtown Chillsburg. Speaking of Chillsburg, and I know coaches do different ways during their off weeks, and I'll get to that. But, you know, when Johnny Johnson became the head coach and you became – B.B. Comer's head coach, and you guys decided, and we got with you, and we started this thing called the Tiger Bowl. You've been pretty rude with that trophy, Coach. It has not said in Childersburg at all, and I know you don't want it to go there, but that's been a big rivalry to bring back, don't you think? Now, especially since it's originated.
Yeah, it's been a big rivalry, and I think it's important that you play those games. Like, I've had this discussion off air with some other coaches and just looking ahead to realignment next year. Like, there's some games that will be kind of rehashed, and if we're not in the same region next year with Chillsburg, I think this game will continue to go on.
I surely hope so.
Yeah, and just in talking to Coach Zediker and Coach Johnson about it, and like, it's just something that should be done. Like,
absolutely.
And my push is, I'll just make a public push. My push is week zero Thursday night.
Man.
Like that's the way it
used to be. Yeah,
that's the way it used to
Tony,
be.
Tony,
you know?
Remember.
Yeah, I remember it. Yeah.
You'd be the first ones that play during the season. You draw everybody around.
Yes.
You know? So. But yeah, I think it's one of those things that should be played. Anybody know why we didn't play it for a while?
Yeah, for the longest while, of course, when B.B. Comer got down in numbers, mm-hmm. it got to be to where there was not a big crowd at the game, and it wasn't as important because they didn't play that first game. You know, everybody had new rivalry in that first week. to be honest with you, I look at things like, you know, Sylacauga doesn't play Childersburg in football, but boy, they do in basketball and baseball because they understand that it just needs to be.
Right.
You know, there's just some games, Tony, that don't need to go away, and Childersburg and Comer are one of them.
No, I don't think it ever should have went away. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think the Comer Sylacauga game should have went away. I played in it, you know, for. And we was a 3A school. They were a 5A school, okay? I mean, I played in it for 4 years. And we won, and they won some. But the biggest thing is that I look at is the gate. When you can split the gate, I mean, you can you know, have some money coming into your organization to get stuff with, to buy stuff with that you need.
No doubt about it. And Coach, you know, you can talk about those games that you coached in, even from the Childersburg side of it. Childersburg and Comer has always been just one of those rivalries. You got kids out in Odina that live within a rock throw that go to different schools. Oh, yeah. It's not hatred at all, but it's a good, healthy rivalry.
It's a good rivalry. And, you know, I remember post-game as the Childersburg head coach, we beat Comer, and it was the second year of the 2-year ordeal. And we walked across the field and shake hands, and Coach Battles shook my hand. He said, "I enjoyed it." He said, "This is the last time I'll see you, though." I said, "What do you mean?" He's like, "I'm not playing you next year." I'm like, "What?"
He's the one that stopped Silicon game.
Yeah, I was like, "You got it. Like, come on now." So he's like, "No, I'm not playing you." And that's what started it.
Yep.
I ended up leaving Childersburg that year, but
that's what
started all of that. So, but yeah, you gotta line up and play that game. And gate wise is a big gate. And, it's been a lot of fun over the past couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, and it's a lot of fun from a coaching standpoint because I knew Coach Johnson really well. I don't know Coach Zediker as well. I know his kind of his pedigree and his past a little bit, and got a ton of respect for him. And I know the shoes that he's been in and currently in and stuff like that. Just with trying to make things go, and that's tough.
So. I will tell you one thing, both of you guys, that happened this week. It just made my heart so good. I think it was Monday after practice. One of their more active players, we call him Duke, which is Tay Fairman's brother. We call him Duke Fairman, number 6. He got baptized in front of the team before practice on Monday, which
cool.
Just absolutely warmed my heart.
Yeah.
And Coach Zediker had been working on him with that off the field, and it's just things like that. Forget about the wins and losses.
Yeah.
You're making young men better.
Yeah. Well, and that's what, you know, that's what and over the years when we've had coaches show, that's what we've talked about is, you know, everybody wants to win. I mean, that's, you know, that's one of the things you're out there for. But the main thing is just like I've talked several times and I've told Coach that he's getting them men ready for life itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe one or two, maybe out of the whole bunch, might go to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them's going go into the real world.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's trying to do. It's a two-edged sword. He's trying to get them ready for football, but he also trying to get them ready for life itself, and it's hard.
And you know who you just described to me, none other than Adam Fawcett and Coach Matt Zediker and all the coaches, but. Why did Bobby Overton stay for 46 years? That's the reason.
Oh, yeah.
His kids were – they come back and say, "Coach, I was there when a lot of them would walk up to him and say, hey, thank you for what you did for me. I'm a better father because of it."
Oh, I'll thank him right now. I mean, when I see him, I thank him. I thank Coach Mac Murphy. Thank Coach White. I mean, you know, it's – they were a big instrumental in me, you know, being what I am today, which ain't a whole lot, but I mean, you know – I try. I know what I was taught.
Yep.
And I've seen him do some of the same things at Comer at practice and stuff. And so it's hard to.
Yeah, it It's very, very tough, and it's a tough balance. And it's extremely tough. And, man, I try not to put on a persona for my guys that we're perfect in any way, because we're not.
God,
Lord, we're human beings, and we screw up, and we have our own issues, and we have things that go on in our lives and stuff like that too. And having somebody, like having a kid on the team, like Max is a junior, well, most of those juniors have been around, and so they see life away from there too, you know.
Yeah.
And I have to, like, some of his closer friends, they're like, man, you're different when we're just hanging around the house. I'm like, well, yeah, I'm a person too.
Well,
I'm not a butthead 24/7. Like, I gotta relax sometime too.
So who is Beavis then?
Oh, golly.
So you're Beavis.
You better not say time.
You'll be in the doghouse forever.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, real quick, we got to get out of here. Coach Matt Zediker coming up next, but I got to ask you real quick. What are you going to do this Friday? You go scout, or are you going to just take the week off for as far as coaching? What do you do on off week?
Well, you know, practice wise, we did film on Monday and practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and based on how practice is tomorrow, we'll determine how Friday looks.
Okay.
But initially, I will either go up to Chillsburg and watch. Or I may go to Beulah and Lee Scott.
Yep.
Or I may take my wife to dinner. I don't know.
Why don't you take your wife to dinner on the way to Beulah?
Yeah, I can do that.
That would be good. But I will say this real quick.
She's not going to want to go to Beulah. I'll go on there.
Like, no good restaurants going that way, Coach. I'm here too. Yeah. Hey, listen, real seriously, Tony, right quick before we get out of here for Coach Zediker. Next week is not only the Tiger Bowl, and it's after the week off, but it's also homecoming for BB Comer.
Yeah, exactly. Distractions.
That's why, you know, y'all, I don't know if y'all need to show up or not, because, I mean, it's, you know, we got it. We got you covered.
You got it covered.
Tell him, Coach.
Yeah.
Hey, we good.
Listen, We don't have enough time to talk about homecoming.
He hates it.
It's something different every day.
And it starts on Wednesdays?
It starts on Monday.
Yeah.
Technically, it started like 2 days ago because they're having powder puff practice.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah. And then, so, you know, I got some juniors that are coaching junior girls. I got some seniors coaching the senior girls. So, you know. During stretches, they're arguing about who's going to win the powder puff game. I'm like, shut up. like
powder
better
puff.
Get ready for next Friday.
Yeah.
Like, that's what matters.
Yeah.
So. All right, Coach, thank you for being here. Have a great Friday off, whether it's off or not. And get ready for next week, because next week we might do something a little different. We might just in the last 10 minutes of his show and the first 10 of Zediker's, we might just all get together.
Yeah, I'd love to ask Coach Zediker.
And you know what the first thing we'll do is?
What's that?
Pray.
Okay.
So Coach Zediker to bring his game plan. So I look at it. It's time to have it summarized.